Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Music of Manuel de Falla, featuring our guest today, Milos. We've just heard the Danza del Molinero from El Sombrero de Tres Picos. That's the three-cornered hat. A solo performance by Milos. Today, Milos returns to speak with us about his latest CD, Milos Aranjuez, on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Welcome, Milos, once again. You've done a wonderful job on this new, the Aranjuez, you know, and the other works on there. And obviously you've made a tremendous success with it. Tell us a little bit about it. I mean, was this something you just have to do as a guitarist?
When I started my recording career, I was very sensitive to the fact that there is so much repertoire that I want to record, and there are so many directions I want to take. But in order to do that, I needed to start from somewhere. So I started with the repertoire, which is very much in the essence and the core of the guitar as an instrument. So that's when the Mediterraneo came out, and then Latin music in the second album. And then the last piece of that puzzle and the last part of that chapter of me introducing myself to the audience as a classical guitar player to record Concerto de Aranjuez and Fantasia as the two most notable, legendary, and important concertos for the guitar. It has always been a dream for me to record those pieces because I love them very much. They're almost part of my DNA as a guitarist. I'm very happy to have had the opportunity to do that on this album.
Well, I was thrilled to hear it, and of course thrilled to see your tremendous success. You are, of course, always being compared, as musicians are, with those who came before them. But you've really gotten rave reviews on this one. And I think that the Aranjuez, especially that second movement, of course, is terribly popular on so many levels. But it has to be played. I think you have to perform it. And I agree with you that you made a very, very wise decision to record this along with the three-cornered hat. I mean, the Fantasia para un Gentil Hombre, also all very, very classic guitar, the big ones for guitarists, I guess. So you have to kind of run the gamut and prove who you are as a musician and as a guitarist and as a person that understands the beauty of these works. And I congratulate you for doing that, because I think you've gotten rave reviews on this
album.
Thank
you very much. Thank you very much. So, I feel always that, you know, there is so much I want to do in terms of collaborations and in terms of new repertoire I want to inspire and have. But in order to do that, you have to respect what you have. There is no future without the past. And this record for me really was that last step that I felt I needed to take before I allow myself to go into something totally different.
We listen now to the Concierto de Aranjuez of Joaquín Rodrigo. This is from the latest album, with Milos performing several works by Joaquín Rodrigo and Manuel de Falla with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you.
We just heard the Concierto de Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra by Joaquin Rodrigo, performed by our guest today, guitarist Milos, with the London Philharmonic, conducted by Yannick Nezet-Séguin. For the audience, you're from Montenegro. Could you explain where Montenegro is?
Montenegro is a very, very small country, very beautiful country in the Mediterranean. It's on the Adriatic coast, just next to Croatia, bordering Serbia, across from Italy. It's a very, very, very special little place where a lot of energies and a lot of different winds collide. We are a Slavic nation with Mediterranean temperament, which gives us a certain edge and depth, which I think is very unique to Montenegrins. We are 600,000 people only, so if you meet one, it's a very, very rare occasion. It's a country I'm very proud to come from, and actually a country that shaped me in a way that I am today, because we had so many different periods in our history and so many different types of influences. I think that all in the end comes through in your music that you make.
Yes, well, I think when I spoke to you some years back, you talked about how you became interested in the guitar when you were younger. And there was a lot going on, I think, around the country. I mean, in terms of unrest and so on when you were very young. Is that right?
Yes, it's correct. Not so bad as in other republics of ex-Yugoslavia at that time, but it was tough. But then you just have to deal with it and you have to keep going and you just have to find your own thing, no matter where you live. And for me, that thing was music and my beautiful family. So I had a very, very happy childhood.
Yes. Well, you're very, very lucky and you're very talented and you're very dedicated as well. So you kind of you've jumped over this hurdle, the great guitar works that are familiar. And then I suppose you have to prove yourself. Now, you made this recording with Yannick Nezet-Séguin with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Was that an experience that you want to discuss a little bit?
Absolutely, because this CD and the success of this CD is equally the success of every single member of London Philharmonic and Yannick as it is mine, because we made music together. You know, sometimes the stars just align. And those 2 days that we spent in the Abbey Road Studios in London with Yannick and with the LPO were the most intense and the most beautiful musical experience of my life so far. Yannick is someone that I always adored as a conductor, and now I adore him as a person as well. And that connection between us in the music was something that really gave me wings to fly. I felt that we had limitless possibilities when we played together. And this is so, so precious and so rare for an artist to experience that kind of relationship with another colleague.
It is wonderful. It really is wonderful. And I have to say that I kind of discovered Yannick many, many years ago in just a harp concerto that he conducted up in Montreal. And I said, who is the conductor? I mean, the harpist was great because I'm a harpist myself. The harpist was great. But I said, who's conducting the orchestra? Which was a very odd way to evaluate a performance. I mean, you're listening to the soloist usually, but the orchestra was very impressive. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So then when you make music together and you understand each other, and of course, this is a very passionate work, the Aranjuez, of course, and so are the others.
Absolutely, and very complex. And ensemble-wise, very difficult, and balance-wise, very difficult. You simply have to be able to breathe in the same way. And I have now played this concerto all around the world, and I'm very lucky to, in the next season, have some of the best and biggest orchestras I can think of in my calendar. But it's very, very rare that it happens that you just play with someone and your sense of the music is almost identical. Because you see, as a musician, I'm very free. I never like to set myself up to perform something like this and never ever change it. It's for me, it's always a fluid process of discovering things and discovering in the moment, even in the moment in the recording studio, of course with the plan, but always trying something new and finding a new challenge. And often conductors, they try to bring you back on track. They try you to They try to make you always play a little bit slower and I love to play freely. I love the sense of rubato that you can create and the sense of going forward always. Yannick was the first time that somebody actually said, "Okay, you want to go forward? Let's go even further." And that is something, this energy and this involvement and focus that he brings.
And lack totally. Of ego, too, because he went
Absolutely.
With you.
You're
the
incredible.
Artist, and he made
special,
music
special
with you.
Friend.
Yes, 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 wonderful. What a wonderful collaboration. Here now, probably another of one of the best known works by Rodrigo for guitar, the Fantasia para un Gentilhombre. That's the fantasy for a gentleman for guitar and small orchestra. Here is Miloš with the London Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Yannick Nézet-Séguin. We just heard the Fantasia para un Gentilhombre for guitar and small orchestra, the Fantasia for a Gentleman, by Joaquin Rodrigo, performed by our guest today, Miloš, with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, Yannick Nézet-Séguin conducting. So you've touched on the Spanish, the great ones, the great works. And is there anything that you are aspiring to do next? You know, in terms of, is it romantic? Would it be more classical? Or would it be another nationality? Does anything appeal to you?
It's going to take some time to tour and to play and to experience new things and to learn. Mm-hmm. Because for a guitarist, to play recitals is the comfort zone. To be a concerto artist and to do so many concertos, it's something that is unusual, to say the least. Next year, I will work with some of the best orchestras and best conductors in the world, and I want to embrace those situations and learn from them and become a better artist. And once that's done, I want to explore a very, very different realm of music. I want to explore a repertoire which is different from those three albums that I made, a repertoire which doesn't touch upon that idea that guitar is only a Spanish/Latin flavored instrument, because quite frankly on the guitar you can play anything. It's an instrument which possesses limitless possibilities of expression. Do I know what the next thing will be? Absolutely. I know what the next five things will be, because that's how I work. The one thing I can say, it will be much more collaborative and much more innovative. Because we need innovation and we need to continue the process of the growth for the instrument, because I play a young instrument. I play an instrument which is still developing. The three albums that I have made and with the success that we all had, I say we all because I'm the artist, but I have amazing people I work with, is something that I can now put to good cause use the audience that I have built and take them onto a further journey, onto some more unknown territory. And to me, this is the most exciting moment, because I was always, from day one, aiming towards that time. And now this time is coming and it excites me very, very much.
Yes, well, you have a lot to choose from, I guess. You don't have anything to prove anymore.
Well, you always have something to prove, and I will tell you, you always... I never want to prove anything to anyone. I always want to prove things to myself. Because to win over yourself is the hardest thing in anyone's life and with whatever you do.
And as you grow, you know, you recognize changes in yourself as well. You see things differently. I mean, that's if you're living the right way and you're open to things, I think you do. Even the interpretation of music, of a phrase, it's different. It does, you know, when you're 10 and when you're 20 and then when you're 30. I think it's you know more about life and you read it differently. And I think that as a musician comes through very, very much. And I would imagine with an instrument like the guitar, which is so personal, that is constantly going on. And you're humble enough to do it. So I'm thrilled with it, with the results of what you're doing. And I look forward to all of your new albums and also your performances.
Thank you for your kind words.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Patti, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.